It is a holiday shortened week, so what are we talking about with Laura Kennard today? Well, try business, street design, livable communities, business events, and blogging thoughts for business. Oh, and a little talk about diets. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. NTPDA members sell tractor and ag parts. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
It is Monday, and it is Laura Kennard Day. What? What are you talking about? Laura Kennard is with Drake University, the Des Moines Area Community College, as well as dmbizmixer.com. Stuff to do when it comes to business in the metro, and we are hanging out at our favorite coffee shop. It is Grounds for Celebration on University Avenue in the bustling village of Windsor Heights.
That's right. Yeah, it is a village. It's a bustling village.
It is a bustling village.
I want to talk about something for a second. We didn't even talk about this off air. You know how, we'll just throw this out there.
Things just pop into Laura's mind.
Yeah. When you said bustling village.
Yes.
They changed the speed limit.
Yes. They did. They moved it from 25 miles an hour on University Avenue to 30.
So the thing is, I was actually really drinking the Kool-Aid of keeping it at the 25 and doing the cityscape planning. Because of you, Michael, I saw the light on this. And then I went, what? Now they changed it by 5 miles an hour, yeah. Which I guess if you're not going to do the cityscape thing, I guess.
Look, in my opinion, okay, nobody asked me about this.
I'm asking.
But I'll tell you. Really
Listen
needs
to this unpopular opinion.
What really needs to happen is they need to fix the damn street. You can land a 747 on University Avenue just outside of Grounds for Celebration. And I'm not sure even the wings would ever touch anything because it is that wide. It is a street built for 45 miles an hour.
It is. All right?
Now, the issue is you can do a road diet, which every expert in the United States has looked at this and said, this needs to change. The road needs to change. You need to do a road diet, one lane east, one lane west, a turning lane, protected bike lanes, or, anyway.
Yeah.
That should have been the first step.
Yep.
And then, because there's 39 houses that are on University Avenue in this 10-block area.
Yeah.
And it's difficult for people to get in and out of their place,
Yeah.
And people will still speed. I will bet you. Now, they may set the cameras, and there are automated traffic cameras, which has also got to go. But they may set the cameras for 11 miles an hour over the legal speed limit, which it always has been.
Yes.
So you need to be doing 36 miles an hour or faster to get a ticket with the automated speed cameras.
Right.
Now, let's say that they've moved the needle to 30 miles an hour, which means what?
Now you can go 41.
41.
Yeah.
That is dangerous.
So I went to a talk, and I can't remember. Sorry. Oh,
a
no,
rant.
No. I went to a talk, and it was after you had sort of enlightened me on this subject. And, of course, I've been really interested in placemaking, and
sure.
That's kind of part of that conversation. But there was some traffic statistics shared. Oh, it was when I was in Las Vegas at the Smart City Innovation,
right.
It's startling the difference between what happens when you get hit at 30 miles an hour and above as opposed to below. So, indeed, there's a pedestrian difference if you would get hit.
Of course there is.
And because I heard a lot of the businesses along the university sort of singing the praises of this change.
So that people can go faster by their business.
I know, because their concern was primarily with the traffic cameras,
They're still there.
But, yeah, and so here's my thought. I was, I got dinked a couple of times by the traffic camera myself because I was leaving RE/MAX, not in the area where it gives you the warning,
right.
Oh, remember, there's a camera. And in my mind, and that since it is such a wide four-lane road, I didn't think it would be 25 because that says residential to me. And I also left RE/MAX and then got hit because I thought it was faster. and then forgot it again. So I
psychologically, you look at that.
That's the thing.
Exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Psychologically, you look at the highway that is University Avenue, and you go, oh, hell, I can go, you know, 40, 45 miles an hour down that, because it looks like it.
Because it looks like it. And if you really want people walking around and crossing the street and like, spending some time in the area on foot, then you have to, like, bring the speed down. And how you can do that is not so much with cameras as it is in creating an environment that doesn't look like you're supposed to be going that fast. So, well, yes, I just wanted to mention that.
Thank
Village
you very much.
Of Windsor Heights.
Village of Windsor Heights. People drive you sometimes up the wall. But anyway, forward thinking, progressive thinking needs to happen. And, you know, and sometimes it just fails to get noticed.
So we have that opportunity to talk about this subject because this is actually a very neighborhood time of the year, because this is when all the 4th of July things, holiday. It's a holiday week. So short week, and there's not as much business stuff going on. But I think that... I think that that gave us an opportunity to talk about, like, the relationship between walkable communities and businesses,
right.
And it's very important.
Absolutely. It is very important, and that is the future. And you know,
especially
every
with
study,
local, you know.
Every study, every you talk to the people with Iowa AARP. Anyway.
So, because we have a short week, I do have just a few little highlights. Tomorrow, there is a Beginning an Aspiring Farmer bus tour, and it's an all-day thing. So if you want to find out more about that, you probably need to, like, jump on it right away.
Right.
But we talked about this a little while back, and it's like Premier or Practical Farmers of Iowa is the group.
Great group.
And it's a field day. And again, it's tomorrow all day, and they're doing a Beginning an Aspiring Farmer bus tour. I'm not sure exactly where all they're going, but what a rare opportunity to actually get to do a bus tour about farming if you're interested.
Practical Farmers of Iowa, kids.
So check that out. That's tomorrow. And then there's just all sorts of 4th of July events. But one thing that is... to highlight that, you know, we just weren't through the film festival, which is the Interrobang, and that was part of the Des Moines Art Festival. But one of the filmmakers who's from Zimbabwe, who was part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship last year that I was involved in, did a film because he was so inspired by Des Moines. And so the whole time he was here, I got to watch the film on Sunday. And I thought, man, how did you do this whole program? And he must have been filming all the time, like, at their different outings. And then through the Greater Des Moines Partnership, they loaned him some drone footage of Des Moines overhead, and he weaved that into the whole film story. So it was really fun. It was great to have Jack, is his name, here back from Zimbabwe to
can
be
people
at the
see this?
Launch. Yes. Well, I need to find out where you can see it otherwise, but it was at the festival. But if you want to see it Wednesday night from 6 to 9 p.m., so day before the 4th of July, if you're not doing anything, Wednesday night at Collaborate DSM on Ingersoll, the co-working space, that is where Wonderment has their offices, and they were a partner with Jack in this film, and they'll be airing it again. And also, they'll be having just networking and some food. On Wednesday night.
Got it.
So it features a lot of look at the city, look at different businesses, the community, all the stuff that Des Moines has to offer. And also really shows the relationship between how one community can kind of be a mentor to other communities internationally on how they can create a similar type of environment, and how two communities from very far away can collaborate with one another.
Got it.
So
right.
It's a really great opportunity to go to that film, and I highly recommend it. My company, Curated Growth, sponsored Jack coming back to Iowa, and really didn't want him to not be here for his film. Long story, but we were very happy to be able to sponsor him.
Right.
Yes. So that is going on. And we will, of course, on Wednesday during the morning, still have 1 million cups because we're pre-holiday. This is also the first Friday, which you mentioned, which means that there's typically a lot of things going on. You might want to check the calendars because with the holidays, some things like fizzle out or get skipped because right. it's the day after holiday. But presuming that there'll still be a free co-working day at Gravitate. So if that's something that you want to check out. I also just want to mention, because there isn't a whole lot on the calendar, I'm going to be super selfish and stingy, that I've mentioned curated growth a few times, and one of the things that we are endeavoring to do with the company is to create a more ongoing, sustainable support system for entrepreneurs of all types, not just ones that are in an accelerator in certain topics. And so we recently had the opportunity to become the very first chapter of a group called Entrepreneur Assembly, which is a 501(c) out of Nevada. They've never had a they have five chapters, but never one outside of the state of Nevada, other than one in Africa. So
interestingly,
but they have a wonderful program. And so if you know someone who is struggling to get past that, I made a business plan, but I really need some ongoing support, we're going to be, get in touch with me, because we're going to be doing some round robins and some masterminds and have some very intentional programming to help you either in your side hustle to make it your full-time job, or to get you off the ground, or to help you grow. If you're kind of just hit a plateau in your new business. So, yeah.
All right. That's it.
That's my...
You got nothing else?
I don't have... Oh, well, so...
You're working on some blog posts,
I am,
you told me.
You know, I'll talk to you in general about... Yeah. Of course, you
some,
know...
Some ideas.
You know that I teach as well.
Right.
And one of the things that's been on my mind this week in teaching is blogging. I also teach a graduate level course in digital media for SNHU online. So we are in the midst of doing group projects where everyone's submitting blogs. So it's been on my brain, and it's really hard to get people in the habit of blogging.
Yeah, it's like any other habit.
And I think we've touched on this before about people I know that are prolific bloggers have a system where they just capture their ideas in the moment, and then they can come back to them. So I think sometimes we tend to like overcomplicate, or we just feel like it needs to be when we sit down to write. But honestly, you can take anything that sort of hits your brain and have some system, whether it's a piece of paper or note to yourself on your phone, or even if you've got a tablet and you're just putting that topic right in there. So a couple of topics had come to my mind, and they just come out of my own life, what's going on in my own life. And one of the things that I was challenging the students this week is they are writing some blog articles that are very good for the audience that we're trying to target, and they're doing tons of research. And then the tendency is to just sort of regurgitate what was already said before. And it's hard because, you know, there is a lot that's already been said before on social media or marketing. There's this particularly an audience of personal branders and bloggers who want to promote their blogs better on social media. So there's a million articles about how to do that. And what I keep emphasizing is it's great to support your statements with the articles and backgrounds from other experts, but it also means that you have to add your own unique perspective.
Let me come back to you on that. You know, I see lots of people on social media reposting things that, even on LinkedIn, reposting things that they may agree with or disagree with. Mm-hmm. I would really enjoy original thought.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about something.
Even if that's just adding your perspective to the front of the article.
Yeah, absolutely. Because just simply reposting something without any kind of meat behind it, mm-hmm. I think it just doesn't mean as much. And to your point about being in the moment, mm-hmm. I have on my phone right now, as a matter of fact, a photograph of a single red tulip sitting in the midst of all these yellow tulips.
Oh, all right? Okay. All right.
So, what that says to me from my marketing brain, how do you stand alone? How do you stand out from the crowd?
Yeah.
You know, you got to be different.
Yeah.
Look at that
and,
blog post.
You know, so the two very different ones that were on my mind, first of all, is I'm in the middle of trying to lose weight. And I have won the battle, lost the battle, and I'm currently rebattling the battle right now.
Sure.
And so I've been there. I've been in the trenches of that. I've also, at one point in my life, in my 30s, had 12% body fat, and I was a wellness coach. So I was at the peak of, physical fitness, and I was giving advice to other people. And yet it's so hard sometimes to, stand by your own advice when you're on the other side of that. A place I never thought I would get to. And it's ever since my 40s, it's kind of been that up and down battle. But I'm always watching all of these kooky diets that come and go and all the complicated science and all of this don't do this and don't do that stuff that's out there. And my best advice to myself and to everyone else has always been don't overthink it. A lot of the science behind it is more the science of psychology and why you're tending to eat too much. And if you can find some little tricks to get you out of that routine you've fallen into, that's probably the most important thing that you can do. But the reason why I mention this is because that's a perspective that's unique to me. Because it was something that I've lived and struggled with as well. And because I've had this background of being a wellness coach and now being, a struggling person, I have something that maybe isn't even popular. The experts might say, oh, no, it's got to be the this diet or the that or stop doing this. But I can speak from a voice of personal, unique experience. And it doesn't make me better than all the other experts. It just means that I've been on the other side of trying a lot of these things, and sometimes you can just offer one that just comes from experience.
Yeah.
So and people enjoy hearing that realness.
Two words.
Uniqueness.
Diet and exercise. That's all it is. Watch what you eat. And the regular exercise, and guess what happens? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible. Anyway.
It's amazing. Also, if you think about, I always tell people to keep a journal, which is like a blog when you're dieting.
Right.
So, but that's just, so that's not my normal thing I would talk about. But it does come from a place of experience. And everyone has, nobody walks through this life in the same way. So you just have to bring your own thing to the table and mix it up with some of the other expert advice. But
there you go. Blog advice from Laura Kennard.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you so
it.
Much.
Sorry. It's a long one.
Wow. All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, DMAC, also Drake University, and dmbizmixer.com. We will have links to that up on the radio blog. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Now go back to work. You got stuff to
do.
All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. We all appreciate it. For all of us that work on this every single day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Laura Kennard and our crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.